Ian Schulz, I read in the New York Times of a study conducted by the Weizmann Institute in Israel about tears. Quote, in several experiments, researchers found that men who sniffed drops of women's emotional tears became less sexually aroused than when they sniffed a neutral saline solution that had been dribbled down women's cheeks, unquote. Now, I'm trying to visualize the laboratory situation here. We have vials of tears and salt water being sniffed by men, observed by white-coated laboratory assistants who are also measuring the men's degree of sexual arousal, using thermography, no doubt. Now, to some, a laboratory situation may in fact be a pornographic fantasy come true, but for most men, I suspect, being hooked up to wires in a windowless room under fluorescent lights and being asked to sniff tears into close observation does not have a lot of erotic potential. And women's tears are a turnoff? Really? We needed a study for that? Speaking anecdotally, whenever I've been confronted by women's tears, I have one of two responses. One, soothe the woman, generally with an apology for the legion of ways in which I've let her down or hurt her feelings, or two, flee from the woman in fear. The latter more often than most. Nothing scarier than women's tears, in my opinion. The study hopes to expand this study to include men's tears. Neurobiologist Dr. Noam Sobel told The Times, quote, that researchers started with women because when they advertised for volunteers who can cry with ease, they could not find men who are good criers, readily able to fill collection vials. Fortunately, he said, we have a male crier now, unquote. See the problem here? They can find weeping women by the truckload, but in the entire world of men available to be studied by neuroscientists, they could find only one who could shed a tear on cue. Now, I've been known to weep a bucket or two over the years, generally at the end of the Charlie Chaplin movie City Lights or the final scene in Umberto D. Women, in my experience, have found this adorable, but alas, that's as far as it went. If the Weizmann Institute wants to include me in the study, I'm definitely available. A couple questions, though. Is there money in this weeping thing? Are the lab assistants cute? Do you have a DVD of Old Yeller I could use? Drop me a line. I gotta go.